quite the season it was once again for former Quinny Red Devil Owen Beck, who joins us here in studio. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
A year of professional hockey under your belt. Is it the most challenging year you've had so far, or does it get easier, or is it just different?
It's definitely more demanding and just comes with a lot more different elements throughout the year.
Yeah.
Call-ups and, you know, getting sent back down and, you know, so many different roster changes throughout the year.
Yeah.
Just with injuries, like, it's more demanding on your body. Just overall, you play more games. It's more physical. Yeah, it was definitely an adjustment. One of the more difficult ones that I've had to make, but it went pretty smoothly for the most part, along with its up and downs for sure. But it was a great season overall.
You get to a point where each year that goes by, the goal is to be in that 1% of players. And my assumption is when you first got into hockey, you were the best player on your team or one of the best players on your team. But as you refine the number of people that you play against and everybody gets better and better and better, it gets more challenging. Do you find as the years go on, you have more supports in place to help you succeed, like the staff that's there and the fans and the pieces that are there? Do you find that you have more help as long as you have the desire and work ethic?
Yeah, I think that's kind of perfectly worded. I think, you know, the support continues to grow as long as you're willing to kind of reach out and ask for it and look for it and be passionate and work hard. You know, you're going to have those that support you all the way through, like your family, your friends. And then, you know, you're going to have your coaches all the way through too. But just as you kind of get up in the, up in like further down in your hockey career, you get more support staff that come in, skills coaches, mental coaches, diet, like nutritionists, all these other things that can help you become a pro. So yeah, definitely if you're looking to improve, there's just about anything you could ever ask for.
Does your body become a piece of equipment in the sense that it's a tool that you have to utilize to its best efficiency, and that's where those nutritionists come in?
For sure. And that's something they told us, like, not long after I would have been drafted a couple of years ago now. It would have been, you know, everybody at this level is good, and the smaller differences are going to be what makes the difference. So things like supplementation, things like your diet, you know, it can make a small difference, but in the long run, over a career or even at this elite level, it can definitely, you know, make a big difference, you know, at that small margin of difference in skill and talent.
I always find it interesting when you get to that highest level, and we see it perhaps the best in the Olympics because it's timed and you can see records fall. There's guys in cycling that shave their legs so that the resistance of the wind against the hair on their legs doesn't hold them back, because you would beat me 100-0 in a hockey game because I'm a regular person. But against another guy fighting for that last spot, the tape job on the stick or not having that snack the night before, all those things then get extrapolated to mean a lot more.
For sure. I think over time, you know, there are small things. I can't name anything like the hair on the legs, but there are definitely small things, and it's more compounding over, you know, a season, right? It's whoever can last, you know, the 72 games or whatever it was in the AHL or 82 games in the NHL, and then be ready to still go in playoffs and still be healthy and still be impactful and still be, like, you know, at the best of your ability, if not better, every single night.
It's interesting in certain sports how you notice it. Something like a really competitive fastball. A lot of the guys are left-handed batters because they're one step closer to first base than a right-handed batter would be. So there's going to be certain things, you know, there's hundreds of little things in video. Is something like video, is it painstaking or is it critically important to pay attention to? Because it must be, you watch probably 1,000 hours worth of video in a year.
Yeah, especially, you know, with all the video and technology and analytics and everything that goes into today's game, it's become a really, really important kind of tool that everybody's beginning to use. I think, you know, even down to the minor hockey levels now, video is becoming a standard almost within teams' practices and their training. So I think, definitely video. You know, we watch a ton of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it can be, you know, oh, this again. But at the end of the day, you learn so much from it. And it's something that you have to do to, you know, to keep improving.
Montreal Canadiens forward Owen Beck joins us here on the Lauren Brooker Show as we talk about the last season that was. You're a graduate of the Quinte Red Devils. And you've had success in pretty much every level, whether it be World Juniors and OHL and Memorial Cup championships, the personal accolades of MVPs and stuff. But I was talking to my wife yesterday, who's an educator, and I said, I imagine for a player, one of their biggest awards must be winning at the highest level. But for your parents, was the Scholastic Player of the Year one of the things that they're most proud of? Because you get a lot of distractions and a lot of pull from the classroom when you're an elite hockey player.
Definitely. You know, it was definitely something my parents were, you know, really, really proud of me for, really excited to hear that my name was in the running for that and ultimately to win that award, just because, you know, they would have raised me to really be focused on education and be focused on my academics and make sure that, you know, those kinds of things are your first priority. And then you go to play hockey. And obviously, if you're passionate about it, you can eventually get to where you want to be. But, you know, school really does come first, because, you know, there can be one big injury when you're young, and right. Hockey can be over with just like that. So you need something to fall back on if hockey's something that you want to take seriously. You know, you can look at a guy like Michael Mesa, I believe, won the same award that I did a couple of years back. And, you know, he's an elite hockey player. Connor McDavid won it back in his day. Those are guys that are super, super talented. You know, you would almost never have a doubt that they play in the National Hockey League. And but you never know, right? Like, things can happen, but it's important to have that kind of in your back pocket.
Do you think the best players in hockey would be the best in whatever they did, that if they were a pharmacist or they were a plumber, because they pursue excellence in whatever they're doing? Is that kind of across the spectrum?
I would say so. You know, I think it's just a mentality. I think you look at any professional athlete who has that competitive edge, that competitive drive, you know, they just want to compete in everything. It doesn't matter what you put in their hands, like what you put them in. They always want to be the best no matter what. I think that's just a mindset that, you know, some guys have, I guess, a little bit more of than others. You know, you think of a guy like Kobe Bryant, whose mentality just seemed to be unmatched. You look at a guy like Tom Brady, who wasn't, you know, a flashy top 10 draft pick, not even a first round draft pick, but just said, I'm willing to outwork everybody, and I'll show up every single day and never miss a day, and that'll pay out in the long run. And it did. So I think it's just across the board with athletes. I think if you want to be elite, that's just the mindset you need to have, that no matter what you're doing, you really have to be the best at it.
An award presentation in Belleville this year for you and Jorian Donovan, for Belleville to get your rings when you guys won the Memorial Cup. And for a lot of the guys that you played with on that team, that will be the pinnacle of their career. And certainly they're in the 1% of the 1% of athletes. You've had a chance to play, I think, something like a dozen NHL games last year. You were on the top team in the American Hockey League through the regular season. Where do you see your game now as opposed to the MVP that won the Memorial Cup, and how have you improved?
I just want to say it's kind of more of a maturity improvement, just becoming a pro, just being more detailed. You know, I think when you get to pro, games are so much tighter checking. There are so many fewer mistakes, so much less room to, you know, create offense and to score. So playing on both sides of the puck is key. I think, you know, your details matter, the small little, you know, things that you don't necessarily see all the time when you're watching the game, little things that'll kind of compile over, you know, a game, you know, a season, a series, whatever it is in the regular season or the playoffs. Those things matter a lot. So I think that kind of maturity level, you know, puck management and decision making, I think, is another big key to it. I think that's kind of where I've most improved over this season.
Obviously, the focus will be to play 82 games in Montreal this year. I wanted to ask you about the free agency and drafts and going through all of that. Is that stressful for somebody in a position like you who's right on that cusp of playing full-time NHL hockey? Because there's so many unknowns about what decisions are going to be made and about guys being brought in.
For sure. You know, it's a little bit stressful, but I kind of just try and pay attention to what I'm doing off the ice or away from the rink, I guess, right now up in Montreal, Laval. You know, I think it is definitely stressful. You hear a lot of noise about it from other people.
Right.
But I just kind of try and put, you know, my boots to the ground and keep on working. And, you know, I guess whatever happens, happens. At the end of the day, it's a business and you just got to keep moving forward. So
is that part of that psychological mental training that you talked about, that you have these people that are trying to instill this in you?
Yeah. I mean, again, like, heard a lot of noise about, you know, trade rumors and everything like that. There's a million articles, especially being in Montreal, the media's all over it. So you hear your name come up a lot, but really I try not to focus on it. You know, I'm just trying to be the best player that I can be. You know, for obviously Montreal right now, if something were to have happened over the past few days, then, you know, I just keep moving forward, right? But you know, I'm excited, looking forward to the fall, assuming, you know, things stay the same right now. And it's definitely a little bit stressful, but you try not to focus on it too much.
Your first year in professional hockey, you get to the Final Four, you go through the playoff grind and a full season. What was your thoughts on year number one in professional hockey?
I thought it was a great transition, as I mentioned earlier. You know, definitely a difficult one, that come with all the smaller details that are sometimes harder to learn, you know, because it's not a big glaring obvious thing. You know, it's a lot of small intangibles that they teach you in your first year of pro. So I felt like trying to learn that was tougher than usual, but for the most part, obviously it was a great success to be able to have a lot of success with Laval. You know, we're a top team in the league in the regular season. You know, played a good amount of minutes with them, got a few games in Montreal, and really there wasn't much more I could have asked for out of that first season. So there was so much learning and experience that came out of it that I'm looking forward to taking forward with me into the next couple years pro.
Anything compared to playing a home game in Montreal?
I don't think there is. You know, having 21,000 people, you know, supporting you all, you know, every shift, and just loving every minute of Canadiens hockey is the best feeling in the world. And, you know, being on the right side of that is an awesome feeling.
And last question is, we close out the interview and the show. What's summer like? Do you get a chance to relax, or is trusting the process and training basically what your summer is going to be?
Yeah, I took a little bit of time off just to let the body heal, let the mind reset a little bit from a long season. You know, played into June the last 3 years, so it's it definitely wears on your body a tiny bit. But back at it in full swing now. So just, you know, keep going pretty much every day. You know, take the weekends a little bit lighter and try to recover over that before you hit the ground running again Monday. And just do that until camp time comes and be ready to put your best foot forward.